You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, UCLA gymnast and viral sensation, Caitlin Ohashi, and her coach, Valerie Condos-Feel. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
So I totally, when I was seeing it on the news and I saw your routine, I was like, yes, I love that. I've always been a big fan of not just UCLA, but gymnasts too. My daughter's so into gymnastics. She's always flipping around the house and she's 8 years old. So she's so into it. So she loves watching all the routines. And you just had another competition this past weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the last month been like for you?
Oh my gosh, it's been hectic between like interviews and then balancing class and practice and then competitions. Like I think I flew out to New York like during the week and then came back and then had a competition to go to.
Wow.
So it's been crazy, but it's been so amazing. And like, I'm blessed to have this opportunity.
And when did you first realize that your routine was going viral?
I think I was ice skating and I kept getting notifications from Twitter. It was like a bunch of followers. And I was like, why are my notifications even on?
Yeah.
And then I realized that I think I checked later that night and I had gone up like 50,000 followers. And I was like, what is happening?
What is happening?
Yeah. And then funny? I started getting screenshots of people like, oh my gosh, this famous person just like retweeted and like tweeted you. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't even see anything.
It looks like you're having so much fun. I think that's what people gravitated towards. Like, wow, she looks like she's having so much fun out there. So you really enjoy, I mean, obviously it's a lot of hard work, but it's not worth it if you're not having fun, right?
Exactly. I've been in a place where I wasn't having the most. So to be on the other side of gymnastics and be able to like truly enjoy what I'm doing and love every second of it is amazing.
Cause there's a lot of discipline required in that. A lot of discipline, a lot of hard work. And Miss Val, you've coached a lot of great athletes. What's been special about Caitlin?
She's so open to not just to change, but to listening to life. Like she has done such a great job in figuring out who she wants to be in life and how she wants to live her life. And she has figured out how to have fun doing the stuff she doesn't like to do,
mm-hmm.
really. But, you know, I mean, you have children, you know what it's like. You were an athlete.
Yes.
You don't have to take the fun out of learning.
No, that's what makes it, I think, how you can be consistent with it and you can have success as if it is fun and you have and you're looking forward to it and you're not dreading it. And that's why I love the title of your book. Congratulations, by the way. Life is short. Don't wait to dance. And you look like you're having a good time on the cover right there. Mm-hmm. I love this title. I love the message here. So when you look back at your career, what are you most proud of or what are you trying to convey when you're reading this book?
That first of all, the book was written because I've never done gymnastics. And so how did I achieve all this success in the world of athletics?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Crazy.
Right.
And
how did you?
You got to read the book, Mario.
Okay, well, I got it.
Okay. The biggest thing I think was one of my biggest gifts was I couldn't have an ego because I didn't know anything.
Mm.
So I had to ask 1,000 questions.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And so that's still how I coach. Even, you know, we reconstructed her whole beam routine yesterday and I didn't tell her what to do. You know, I didn't know what to tell her to do. I didn't know if doing her leaps before her flipping was, she's going to be able to do it. She said, Miss Val, I can't do that. My arms are in the wrong position.
Mm.
I didn't know that. I've never done it. So I really think as a leader, it's been such a great lesson to know that you can be a strong, confident leader without having to have all the answers.
Right, right. Asking questions is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's just great advice in life. And this is your last year coaching at UCLA, mm-hmm. right? What are you planning to do next?
Just enjoy lots. Time.
Okay, I thought you were going to chill, but all right.
A lot. I am bound and determined to get an urban nutcracker produced. I want to bring the street sports and the street arts like capoeira and parkour, skateboarding, X Games to the arts.
Oh,
hip-hop,
wow.
Hip-hop dancing and Tchaikovsky.
Wow, that's cool.
I know.
I haven't seen that either.
I know.
So your background is what? Your
ballet.
So you're ballet. Okay. So you grew up a dancer too.
Choreographer.
Mm-hmm. And a choreographer.
In fact, I've choreographed all the summer nights shows, the human shows, the circus type of shows for SeaWorld San Diego.
Really?
Your hometown for 28 years.
Oh, wow. I've seen those shows. Yeah. Those are great.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. So you spend a lot of time down there.
I do. I love it. It's my favorite city.
And what about you, Caitlin? Are you thinking about what you want to do after college?
Yeah. So I only have a couple more months and I'm trying to figure everything out. I think I've been writing a lot. So like I'm really into poetry and now getting into photography to portray like images along with the words. I have an internship lined up with Players Tribune for whenever I have time to get out there. And yeah, so hopefully everything goes as planned and hopefully maybe Dancing with the Stars in the fall.
There we go. Okay. There you go. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
And as busy as you are, obviously, with competing and with school and everything, you have time for a social life? You have a boyfriend?
I do not.
Oh, gosh.
Where are you oh goshing?
Because.
Are you discouraging that or are you encouraging it?
Actually, I am discouraging at the moment.
Really?
Because Caitlin is very social and she's a very loving heart. And right. I think by the first week she was on campus, her freshman year, she had given her phone number out to probably 25,000 people, everybody on campus.
Oh.
So she's not
spreading out the casting the net wide.
So I say, when we're together, we have a little time, like driving over here. I said, Kate, how's the boys? What's going on? Well, and she just starts telling me, and they're really cool relationships. They're great friendships. They talk about deep things, even for 20-year-old guys, you know? And I'm going, wow, that's really cool. But she has a lot of friends that are boys, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing romantic.
No, I just got out of a 2-year relationship, so I'm trying to like take time for myself.
Good for you. Not enough people do that. Yeah. Got to take time for yourself, work on yourself, that whole deal. Exactly. Would you prefer your athletes to be in serious relationships so that way they're sort of disciplined? No. See, I would think as a coach, you would rather have them have one boyfriend, one girlfriend, whatever, because if not, then your mind would be, when I was your age, that was all my top priority. You know, I would be so distracted if I wasn't in a relationship, like just
but when did you
be
get
worrying
married?
About.
How old were you?
When what?
When you got married.
What was I? That's 10 years. They're laughing back there. Oh, I had it, but I started really young and I was very busy since I was a kid. And so I was always on my mind if I wasn't. God, to be honest, even when I was in a relationship, it was still in my mind. But I would be much more chilled out. Even as a kid when I was wrestling and what have you, I'd be much more. It'd be better if I had a girlfriend. Just because if not, it would be distracting all the time. So I'm surprised to hear that as a coach.
You know what? I've been there 36 years, and I'm sad to say that.
But you work with females, right?
I do work with females.
See, it's different, I think. Then it's different. Because girls, they have a boyfriend, then I think they're much more.
They are. They don't have all those raging hormones like you guys do at that age.
Right. Well, and yeah.
Getting real with Mario Lopez. Yeah. And what I have found, I'm sad to say this, but this is the first thing that came to my mind. Is the memories that I have over the years of our student athletes, of our girls that have had serious relationships, inevitably during competition season, the night before a major meet, the guy will do something.
Yeah,
crappy.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah, so that, ooh, look on your face. Yes, you get upset, of course. There's nothing
and
more selfish.
And it is not coincidence. It's the night before the meet.
Oh, man. Childish, awful. Okay, you might have swayed me right there. Right, boys. Oh, my God. All right, I got it. Okay, I'm going to put you ladies on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Go-to karaoke song. Val, come on.
I want to dance with somebody.
Yes.
I want to feel the heat
there
with somebody.
There you go, little Whitney. Get it. Okay.
Can we just say the title?
No.
This is me, Camp Rock.
How's
Demi
it go?
Lovato. Oh, my gosh.
Camp Rock. How's it go?
Wait a minute. Okay. Go.
I've always been the kind of girl that hid my face.
Oh, I know that song.
She
oh
does
my God.
An amazing Hannah Montana in the gym. Whenever we put Hannah Montana on,
nobody's perfect. That's my jam.
That's your jam right
bit.
There.
Do a little bit. 5, 6, 7, go.
Wait, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has mistakes.
Damn, the karaoke jam right here. All right, I love it. Last movie you saw in theaters.
The Green Book.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one.
Oh, I loved it.
I want to see that. I just saw The Cold Pursuit.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you like it?
It was cool. It's like his typical Liam Neeson movies.
Right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, my celebrity crush was Omar Sharif.
Oh.
Because I was a Barbra Streisand freak.
Okay.
And funny girl, funny lady. And he was just so handsome and debonair.
Handsome guy.
I am older. Okay.
You don't know he's classic.
Is, no.
Okay.
I know it is. What about you?
Who is mine? This is so bizarre, but like for some reason, when I was in like sixth grade, I had this crush on Lil Wayne. That's the only one that's sticking out.
Whoa.
To me. It's so weird.
That is bizarre. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. App on your phone you use the most?
I don't know. I'm not even.
Postmates?
No.
Uber?
No.
None of them?
Snapchat.
I'm almost 60. Snapchat. I don't do all that. I don't do it.
I had to beg my parents to get in, so I feel you. I understand.
What do you use?
Snapchat. Probably the most.
So that's still a thing? Snapchat, thought it kind of came in. No, I mean, I know it's still around, but I thought it sort of lost its allure.
Because Instagram started like taking the same thing.
Right.
But it's like...
You're still loyal.
Like, you talk to people on Snapchat versus like Instagram. I mean,
you can't talk to them?
You can, but it's just fun to like send pictures.
Oh, you can't on Instagram?
You can.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep up. That's all. All right, last one. Who plays you in your life story?
That is fabulous.
You look like somebody. I can't put my finger. Who do people gotta tell you you look like?
A lot. I have a picture on my phone of Mila Kunis looks like me 30 years ago. I thought it was me.
Right.
Jennifer Beals played me in a movie about UCLA gymnastics.
Really?
Yeah, full out. She did a very good job.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
And who else? Somebody else. I don't remember who.
It's like a classic sort of.
I can't remember. It was recent. Who plays you?
Who plays you?
I know. The girl from Crazy Rich Asians.
Awkwafina. What is her actual
name? She better start working out. All right. So we got Awkwafina. So it's a comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely.
Fair enough. Well, you can follow them on Instagram at @Caitlin_Ohashi and at @MissValKondos. Thank you for stopping by, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the book, too. On with Mario Lopez.